The Music Business Worldwide podcast is supported by Volley Music, a leading financial management platform for the music industry. Volley enables you to track expenses, approve invoices, and make payments 24/7, 365 days a year. For your free trial, head to volleymusic.com. That's VOLYmusic.com.
Hello and welcome to Talking Trends, a podcast from Music Business Worldwide, supported by Volley Music. My name is Tim Ingham, the founder of MBW, and it's been a handful of weeks since I've recorded a Talking Trends episode, but there's so much going on in music right now, you can expect a few of these to be published in the month ahead. The stated aim of Talking Trends, of course, is to dive behind a standout entertainment news story or event to explain what's really been going on. But I have a bit of a problem today because the standout event I'd like to look at is Spotify's Stream On presentation, which took place in Los Angeles last week on March 8th. And the reason that's a problem is because Stream On was 90 minutes long, an hour and a half. It was packed with announcements, and diving deeper on even a few of those announcements would mean I'd be here all day. So instead, I'm going to record, I think, two of these Talking Trends back to back, each specifically about one element of Stream On and the changes coming to the Spotify platform. And on this episode, I'd like to talk about the new Spotify homepage, which borrows pretty heavily from other platforms, such as YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels, and very obviously borrows from the For You feed made famous on TikTok. Now, if you're listening to this, you're probably in the music business, so you've likely already seen what's happened or is happening to Spotify's homepage. But for those of you that haven't, in short, there's going to be a string of swipeable snippets of kind of animated visual content popping up on your Spotify home feed. It's a complete redesign. And you can think of this kind of like a vertical run of card-shaped moving graphics, and they'll each autoplay previews of songs, playlists, podcasts, and audiobooks, all of which the Spotify algorithm thinks you'll like. There's also going to be ads in this visual feed, and that's a topic I'll leave for the next Talking Trends because I don't want to get distracted. And one other thing, in a separate announcement, also at Stream On, Spotify confirmed that it is giving artists the ability to upload 30-second TikTok-style video clips to their own artist pages. So 30-second videos of them in the studio, or just 30 seconds of them giving their thoughts to their mobile phone camera. And I wouldn't be surprised to see these pieces of 30-second video start to appear on Spotify's new homepage soon enough. Spotify seems to think this TikTok-style visual on its homepage or home feed is extremely important. Here's Daniel Ek at the Stream On event telling us just how important he thinks it is in the context of Spotify's 15-year history.
This all-new Spotify experience not only meets your expectations and matches your ambition, but it also gives your fans more of what they want, which is you, the artist, the podcaster, the author. And this marks the biggest change Spotify has undergone since we introduced mobile 10 years ago. It's an all-new interface with more space to showcase your individuality and creativity, helping you chart new pathways to success on your own terms.
As you could hear, much of the rhetoric from Daniel Ek and his colleagues at Stream On was directed towards the millions of artists on Spotify and the benefits these new changes will bring their quote-unquote discoverability. The physical event of Stream On, which was live streamed online, was actually conducted in front of a live audience in Los Angeles, entirely made up of artists, podcasters, and other creators. This was deliberate, and it tells its own story. Spotify's not talking to investors, no, no, no. It's talking to those wonderful, important VIP creators. Yet, I'm not particularly interested in discussing what these product changes tell us about what Spotify is delivering for artists. What I am interested in is the other side of the equation. What is the commercial rationale for Spotify deciding to assault its users with algorithmic recommendations in such an in-your-face way on its home feed? Beyond the we're all about the artist niceties, what upside is there for Spotify's business in ramping up the profile of algorithmic discovery in this way? I believe the answer to these questions lies in a study conducted by the UK's Competition and Markets Authority last year, when it probed the power balance of the streaming music industry in Great Britain. The CMA, to be clear, is a serious competition watchdog. It's previously fined Facebook £50 million, around $60 million, and it's currently investigating Microsoft's mega deal, the proposed takeover of the gaming giant Activision Blizzard. And in that case, experts say the CMA might even attempt to force Microsoft to sell off the entire multi-billion dollar Call of Duty franchise in order to get that deal over the line. So when the CMA asks for something, you better believe that big business tends to oblige. Last year, the CMA asked the major music streaming platforms for data surrounding how listeners play music on their platforms. They obliged. The CMA then presented this data in its final report on the music market, which I'll link to in the write-up of this podcast, and it showed something pretty surprising. The report concluded that just 10 to 20% of plays on Spotify in the UK in 2021 were from tracks on what the CMA termed algatorial playlists. In other words, to quote the CMA, tracks pushed by algorithmic recommendation based on what services know about the preferences of different listeners. By contrast, over 50% of all plays on Spotify, 50%, half, were from user-created playlists, and another 10 to 20% were not from playlists at all, i.e. they were users seeking out music manually via search. So let's pause for a second and just consider the enormity of what this means. Somewhere between 60% and 80% of all music plays on Spotify were untouched by the company's editorial and algorithmic recommendations in the UK in 2021. Remember, this is data that Spotify itself provided to the CMA. So let me just get to the core of my point. As little as a fifth of all plays of music on Spotify is actually recommended by Spotify. This is a clear hazard for Spotify and its investors because the case for the service's own uniqueness in the music streaming marketplace is almost entirely predicated on its proprietary algorithmic recommendation engine. Spotify has the same 100 million tracks as YouTube Music, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and on and on. The catalogue is identical. And as we all know, the companies I've just mentioned have a lot more marketing money than Spotify in their locker. Since it bought the Echo Nest for around $65 million in 2015, Spotify has continually made the argument that its recommendation engine is the most sophisticated and knowing of its customer in existence. No other music streaming platform, Spotify argues, can match it. This makes the real-world impact of Spotify's algorithmic recommendations a vital component of the argument that Spotify can maintain its position as the globe's market-leading audio subscription platform. Yet all of that hardly counts for much if less than one-fifth of plays on Spotify today, as indicated by the CMA study, are actually being influenced by its algorithm. If four-fifths of plays on Spotify are being entirely chosen by human users and or influenced by off-platform third parties, Spotify is essentially rendered powerless. Powerless both to the superior spending ability and superior tech stack of its FANG competitors, but also powerless against the tough-to-argue-with premise, is there actually any meaningful difference between the top three music streaming platforms at all? Making Spotify's quest for algorithmic influence even more challenging is the primary role that TikTok is playing in music discovery today. According to stats released by TikTok in 2021, 63% of TikTok users say they've heard new music on the ByteDance platform that they've never heard before. The same study revealed that 67% of TikTok users, so more than two-thirds of TikTok users, were, quote, more likely to seek out a song they heard on TikTok on a third-party music streaming platform, close quote. Meanwhile, in stark contrast to the CMA stats about Spotify, TikTok has in the past stated that over 80% of plays of content on its platform are driven by its algorithm. On TikTok, the majority of users surf the algorithm and remember what it recommends. On Spotify, according to the CMA's data, they largely ignore it. So how does Spotify counteract the decreasing impact of its own playlist algorithms while also mirroring some of the impact that TikTok's algo surfing for you feed enjoys? The answer is by copying elements of TikTok's for you feed wholesale without copying its intentions. This was addressed by Gustav Soderstrom, the co-president of Spotify, at Stream On. Soderstrom pointed out that unlike TikTok, and I should say he didn't mention TikTok directly, but it's pretty obvious, Spotify's intention with its new home feed is not to keep users mindlessly scrolling through short-form content. Instead, it's to capture a user's attention and trigger them to play or save a recommended longer-form track, album, or artist. Interestingly, Gustav Soderstrom also as good as nodded at the declining cultural influence of Spotify's playlist ecosystem at Stream On. Here's what he said.
More than 8 years ago, we introduced editorial and algorithmic playlists, innovations that changed how people listen to music and helped the industry return to global growth. But let's face it, today, that's old news. It's time to innovate on music listening all over again.
That's the co-president of Spotify suggesting that the story of game-changing influence unleashed by Spotify playlists like Rap Caviar, Today's Top Hits, and Viva Latino is now in a post-TikTok world, quote, old news, close quote. In conclusion, Spotify is trying to mirror the stickiest functional elements of TikTok's For You feed. It's doing so to turbocharge the percentage of plays on its platform driven by algorithmic recommendations. Also helping in that mission, and this was what Gustav Soderstrom was referencing with his Innovate on Music Listening quote, will be Spotify's new AI-powered DJ. This too is also designed very clearly to pull Spotify users back into an algorithmically channeled listening experience. If initiatives like this succeed, it will be great for Spotify's investor story, and it won't hurt Daniel Ek's constant licensing tug of war with the major record companies. No one could call Spotify powerless if over 50% or the majority of its plays were triggered by its algorithmic recommendations. The more of the plays on Spotify Spotify controls, the more market and industry leverage it has. So what's the danger for Spotify with all these new changes? Well, this is a very different and less serene Spotify experience to that which has attracted over 200 million paying subscribers to date. Gen Z may not want another TikTok-like experience crowding their phones alongside Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts and TikTok itself. Gen X may ignore Spotify's new home feed entirely, and older generations of music listeners may simply choose to shy away from all the visual noise. Music Business Worldwide's Talking Trends will be back soon with more insight into today's global music industry. Thank you to our Talking Trends sponsor, Volley Music. Go and check out what they do and how they can help your business at volleymusic.com. That's VOLYmusic.com. And if you liked this episode, subscribe to Talking Trends by searching Music Business Worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. We appreciate you, as ever, spending your time with us.